Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to another session of Read the Word, where we're reading through God's Holy Word in 1 year, chronologically, just like it happened in history, pretty much. It's been an exciting time, and we thank you for being here and being with us and being a part of it. You know, one of the things that we have seen throughout our study here is the book of Exodus and Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy is the books where God's helping the new nation Israel learn how to be a nation. I mean, Egypt had been a nation for how many years? And, you know, all these other people have been a nation. But this is Israel's first 40 years as a nation. And they're rebellious. And they're stiff-necked, he called them. And yet he's teaching them how to have a decent society. And, of course, you know, lead them into a relationship with God Almighty. And we've seen that at the beginning of Deuteronomy, where how many times he said, obey the word, walk with me, I'm your God, be my people, I'm your God, be my people. And to this day, that's what God wants from you and I. And that is, I'm your God, you be my people. Well, here we go. Let's pray our opening prayer together. Father, I open my spirit, soul, and body to be led by you today, so that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith, so that I will be rooted and grounded in love and be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height. So I will know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that I may be filled with all the fullness of God. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
And amen. And amen. Here we go. Deuteronomy 17. We're already on the 17th chapter of this book. We're just smoking it. Verse 1. These are principles of governing kings and sacrifices. You shall not sacrifice to the Lord your God a bull or a sheep which has any blemish or defect, for that is abomination to the Lord your God. If there's found among you within any of your gates, which the Lord your God gives you, a man or woman who has been wicked in the sight of the Lord your God and transgressing his covenant, who has gone and served other gods and worshiped them, either the sun or the moon, or any of the hosts of heaven, which I have not commanded, and it is told you, and you hear of it, then you shall inquire diligently. And if indeed it's true and certain that such an abomination has been committed in Israel, verse 5, then you shall bring out to your gates the man or woman who has committed a wicked thing, and shall stone to death that man or woman with stones. Whoever is deserving of death shall be put to death on the testimony of two or three witnesses. He shall not be put to death on the testimony of one witness. The hands of the witnesses shall be the first against him to put him to death, and afterward the hands of all the people. So you shall put away the evil from among you. If a matter arises which is too hard for you to judge, between degrees of guilt for bloodshed, between one judgment or another, or between one punishment or another, matters of controversy within your gates, then you shall arise and go up to the place which the Lord your God chooses. And you shall come to the priest, the Levites, and to the judge there in those days, and inquire of them. They shall pronounce upon you the sentence of judgment. Verse 10, you shall do according to the sentence which they pronounce upon you in that place. which the Lord chooses, and you shall be careful to do according to all that they order you. According to the sentence of the law that they instruct you, according to the judgment which they tell you, you shall do. You shall not turn aside to the right hand or the left from the sentence which they pronounce upon you. Now the man who acts presumptuously will not heed the priest who stands to minister therefore there before the Lord your God, or the judge, that men shall die. So you shall put away the evil from Israel. And all the people shall hear and fear and no longer act presumptuously. You see what God's doing? He's helping them get all this weakness out of their society so they can truly be a strong society. What it's all about. Verse 14. When you come to the land which the Lord your God is giving you and possess it. There's that giving word again. Mm-hmm. And you dwell in it and say, I will set a king over me like all the other nations that are around me. You shall surely set a king over you, whom the Lord your God chooses, one from among your brethren, you shall set as a king over you. You may not set a foreigner over you who is not your brother. That's not only wisdom, that's intelligence. 16, you shall not multiply horses for himself, nor cause the people to return to Egypt to multiply horses. For the Lord has said to you, you shall not return that way again. That's a powerful statement that some people got to realize. You got to get out of the village. You got to get out of the old way. You got to get out of whatever it is you got to get out of. And you got to find yourself in a new place doing a new thing. Because God's wanting to do a new thing in every one of our lives. 17. Neither shall he multiply wives for himself, lest his heart turn away, nor shall greatly multiply silver and gold for himself. Also it shall be, when he sits on the throne of his kingdom, that he shall write for himself a copy of this law in a book from the one before the priest, the Levites. And it shall be with him, and he shall read it all the days of his life, that he may learn to fear the Lord his God and be careful to observe all the words which are in the law and these statutes, that his heart may not be lifted up above his brethren, that he may not turn aside from the commandment to the right hand or to the left, and that he may prolong his days in his kingdom, he and his children in the midst of Israel. Deuteronomy chapter 18. The portion of the priest and the Levites. The priest, the Levites, all the tribe of Levi shall have no part nor inheritance with Israel. They shall eat the offerings of the Lord made by fire and his portion. Notice that his is capitalized. Verse 2, therefore they shall have no inheritance among their brethren. The Lord is their inheritance, as he said to them. And this shall be the priest's due from the people, from those who offer a sacrifice, whether it is a bull or a sheep, they shall give to the priest the shoulder, the cheeks, and the stomach. I wonder what the cheeks were. Like these cheeks? Verse 4. The first fruits of your grain and your new wine and your oil. The first fruit, the first of the fleece of your sheep you shall give him. For the Lord your God has chosen him out of all your tribe to stand to minister in the name of the Lord, him and his sons forever. Verse 6, if a Levite comes from any other of your gates, from where he dwells among all Israel, and comes with all the desire of his mind to the place which the Lord chooses, that he may serve in the name of the Lord his God, as all his brethren the Levites do, who stand there before the Lord. They shall have equal portions to eat besides what comes from the sale of his inheritance. Verse number 9. When you come unto the land which the Lord your God has given you, you shall not learn to follow the abominations of those nations. There shall not be found among you anyone who makes his son or daughter pass through the fire. That's Molech. Or one who practices witchcraft or a soothsayer. Or one who interprets omens or a sorcerer. One who conjures spells or a medium. Or a spiritist. Or one who calls up the dead. Just so you know, all that's fake. That's all fake. They can't tell you nothing by that. They're just an angel created on the same day that every other angel was created. And do not go to them. It is deception on purpose to destroy. Verse 12. For all who do these things are an abomination to the Lord, and because of these abominations, the Lord your God drives them out from before you. You shall be blameless before the Lord your God. For these nations which you will dispossess, listen to soothsayers and diviners. But as for you, the Lord your God has not appointed such for you. He gave you a prophet. His name is Moses. And the next guy's name is going to be Joshua. And of course, we know the whole story. Verse 15. The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from your midst, from your brethren. Him you shall hear, according to all you desired of the Lord your God in Horeb in the day of the assembly, saying, let me not hear again the voice of the Lord my God, nor let me see this great fire any more, lest I die. They were scared. The Lord said to me, What have they spoken? What they have spoken is good. I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their brethren, and will put my words in his mouth. My is capitalized, and his is capitalized. He shall speak to them all that I command him. This is a prophecy of Jesus. 19, it shall be that whosoever will not hear my words, which he speaks in my name, I will require it of him. But the prophet who presumes to speak a word in my name, which I have not commanded him to speak, or who speaks in the name of other gods, that prophet shall die.
Wow.
And if you say in your heart, how shall we know the word which the Lord has not spoken? When a prophet speaks in the name of the Lord, if the thing does not happen or come to pass, that is the thing which the Lord has not spoken. The prophet has spoken it presumptuously. You shall not be afraid of him. Now, let's talk about this. There's a difference between the Old Testament prophet and the New Testament prophet. The Old Testament prophet was a man of God. If it did not come to pass, then he was a false prophet and he could be stoned. In the New Testament, it says of the New Testament prophet in the fivefold ministry gift that he can foretell things. He can see things in the future. He puts his thumb on things to get it fixed. But in the New Testament, we see through a glass dimly. We're not the same. New Testament prophet is not the same as the Old Testament prophet. And so you're not to go to a New Testament prophet like you went to the Old Testament. Why? Because the Holy Spirit of God is living inside of you, leading you from the inside out. You don't need another man's voice. That's why we teach you every night. You didn't get a religion or a denomination. You just came into a perfect relationship of oneness with the Father. And he's your resident teacher from the inside out.
Amen.
Chapter 19. When the Lord your God has cut off the nations whose land the Lord your God has given you, and you dispossess them, and dwell in their cities and in their houses, you shall separate three cities for yourself in the midst of your land, which the Lord your God has given you to possess. You shall prepare roads for yourself, and divide into three parts the territory of your land, which the Lord has given you to inherit, that any manslayer may flee there. And this is the case of the man slayer or flees there, that he may live. Whoever kills his neighbor unwittingly, unintentionally, not having hated him in time past. Verse 5, as when a man goes to the woods with his neighbor to cut timber, and his hand brings the straw of the axe to cut down the tree, head slips from the handle and strikes his neighbor so that he dies, he shall flee to one of these cities and live. Lest the avenger of the blood, while his anger is hot, pursue the manslayer and overtake him, because the way is long, and kill him. Though he was not deserving of death, since he had not hated the victim in the time past. Therefore I command you, saying, you shall separate three cities for yourself. If the Lord your God enlarges your territory, as he swore to your fathers, and he gives you the land which he promised to give to your fathers, and if you keep all these commandments and do them which I command you today, to love the Lord your God, to walk in his ways, then you shall add three more cities for yourself besides these three. Lest innocent blood be shed in the midst of your land, which the Lord your God has given you as an inheritance. Thus the guilt of bloodshed be upon you. But if anyone hates his neighbor, lies in wait for him, rises against him, and strikes him mortally so that he dies, and he flees to one of these cities, then the elder of his city shall send and bring him from there and deliver him over to the hand of the avenger of the blood, that he may die. Your eyes shall not pity him. Wow. But you shall put away the guilt of innocent blood from Israel, that it may go well with you. Wow. Verse 14, property boundaries. You shall not remove your neighbor's landmark, which the men of old have set in your inheritance, which you will inherit the land that the Lord your God is giving to you to possess. The law concerning witnesses. One witness shall not rise against a man concerning any iniquity or sin that he commits. By the mouth of two or three witnesses, the matter will be established. If a false witness rises against any man to testify against him of wrongdoing, then both men in the controversy shall stand before the Lord, before the priest and the judges who serve in those days. And the judges shall make careful inquiry. And indeed, if the witness is a false witness who has testified falsely against his brother, then you shall do to him as he thought to have done to his brother.
Wow.
So you shall put away the evil from among you. Evil from among us would go real quick if we did that.
Yes, it would.
20. And those who remain shall hear in fear, and hereafter they shall not again commit such evil among you. Your eyes shall not pity life. Shall not pity. Life shall be for life. Eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot. Chapter 20. The principles governing warfare. When you go into battle against your enemies and see horses and chariots and people more numerous than you, do not be afraid of them. For the Lord your God is with you, who brought you up from the land of Egypt. So shall it be when you are on the verge of battle that the priest shall approach and speak to the people, and he shall say to them, hear, O Israel, today you are on the verge of battle with your enemies. Do not let your heart faint. Do not be afraid. Do not tremble. Do not be terrified because of them. For the Lord your God is he who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies to save you. Hallelujah. Verse 5, then the officers shall speak to the people, saying, what man is there who has built a new house and is not dedicated? Let him go and return to his house, lest he die in the battle and another man dedicate. Also, what man is there who has planted a vineyard and has not eaten of it? Let him go and return to his house, lest he die in the battle and another man eat of it. And what man is there who is betrothed to a woman and has not married her? Let him go and return to his house, lest he die in battle and another man marry her. Interesting, isn't it? The officers shall speak further to the people and say, What man is there who is fearful and faint-hearted? Let him go and return to his house, lest the heart of his brethren faint like his heart. So it shall be when the officers have finished speaking to the people, that they shall make captains of the armies to lead the people. When you go near a city to fight against, then proclaim an offer of peace to it. We've not got there yet, but this is the exact same thing that Jesus taught his disciples to do when they went out preaching. Mm-hmm. Send out your peace. It shall be that if they accept the offer of peace and open to you, then all the people who are found in it shall be placed under tribute to you and serve you. Now, if the city will not make peace with you, but makes war against you, then you shall besiege it. And when the Lord your God delivers it into your hands, you shall strike every male in it with the edge of the sword. But the women, the little ones, the livestock, and all that is in the city, all its spoil, you shall plunder for yourself, and you shall eat the enemy's plunder, which the Lord your God gives you. Thus you shall do to all the cities which are very far from you, which are not of the cities of these nations, but of the cities of these people, which the Lord your God gives you as an inheritance. You shall let nothing that breathes remain alive, but you shall utterly destroy them, the Hittite, the Amorite, the Canaanite, the Perizzite, the Hivite, the Jebusite, just as the Lord your God has commanded you, lest they teach you to do according to their abomination, which they have done for their gods, and you sin against the Lord your God. When you besiege a city for a long time while making war against it to take it, you shall not utterly destroy its trees by wielding an axe against them. If you can eat of them, do not cut them down to use in the siege, for the tree of the field is man's food. Only the trees, which you know are not trees for food, may you destroy and cut down to build the siege works against the city that makes war with you until it is subdued. That's some good sound wisdom right there, wasn't it? Now, that's an interesting set of chapters and teachings and instructions and just wisdom, making them a wise, solid, stable nation. That's what he's teaching them to do. And of course, over and over and over and over and over, do not turn away from the Lord your God. And yet they did. They did. And that's who the book of Joshua is, the conquering of the Canaan. The book of Judges is all the judges that God set up to rescue them when they did wrong. And then we get into 1 and 2 Samuel. That's when they asked for the king, just like God said they were going to. They asked for the king. Saul was set up, and then David. And we're getting to all of it. I love this. I hope you are loving this too. Now, we never know who's with us from whatever part of the world that may not know Jesus. So we'll give you an opportunity to pray the prayer of salvation. You're not getting a church. You're not joining an organization. You're not becoming a Christianese person. You're getting a relationship with Almighty God. Amen. And that's a pretty powerful thing when you think about it. Pray this prayer with me. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every day.
According to John chapter 1 and John chapter 3.
According to John chapter 1 and John chapter 3.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you,
you
Lord.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. And you rose again on the third day for me.
And you rose again on the third day for me.
Put your hands out like this and just say, I receive you to my life, Jesus.
I receive you into my life, Jesus.
Fill every part of me with you.
Fill every part of me with you.
I receive all of your grace.
I receive all of your
mercy.
I receive all of your mercy.
I receive all of your righteousness.
I receive all of your righteousness.
And every sin removed. And every sin removed.
And every sin removed.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the Word of God.
Word
pray
of God.
In my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly
and
language.
Live a successful life.
And live a successful
as a believer every day.
As a believer every
I pray
day.
This in Jesus' mighty
name. I pray this in Jesus' mighty
amen.
Name.
Amen.
And
amen. You might be saying, wow, preacher, what's going on? It happens every time we come here because God just gets all over you. Every time I say that, he comes all over me. Here's what just happened. You went from darkness to light because Jesus is the light of the world. And you ask him to come in. You went from fear to faith. Fear because you have sin. Faith because Jesus is the author and finisher of the faith. You went from your sin, which you can't beat. None of us ever could. Nobody can in our human strength, to Jesus' righteousness. And that's why we say, I receive all of your righteousness, because it's a gift. And now you get to function in it. Father just looked at Jesus and said, adopt them into the family and make them one of my children. You didn't only get a name change by being adopted. You got a DNA change. And now you are heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus. Pretty cool. I've had quite a few people say, well, Pastor, if it's really this good, why is everybody not doing it? My point exactly. Because it is this good. Now, you might say, Pastor, what do I do now? I got a bunch of videos I want to share with you that will help you. Come back, look in the notes and the comments of this program, and there'll be some blue timestamps and some links in there to help you walk with God every day of your life. That's what we're here for. And that's what this program is about. In the links of this program, in the notes, there's a link that says full playlist. That link is that you saw a link you can send to anybody that will have from the very beginning, Genesis 1:1, to where we are right now. And they can get caught up with us and enjoy this program every day. Remember, we're a listener-supported ministry. Every seed you sow goes right into the gospel to help us preach the gospel and reach more people. And we're in 31 nations. I didn't check again today on all the places, but we're in 31 nations around the world preaching this gospel. And every prayer you pray for us helps us reach more of them. And we thank you for it in Jesus' mighty name. Those of you that just prayed that prayer, please send me an email and I will be a blessing to you. Never spam me. Got to run. So till we see you again, this is what we always say. Remember this? We love you.
We love you.
And God loves you. And Jesus is
Lord.
See you tomorrow morning. Now, Blog Talk Radio, it's good to have you with us every night. Honestly, it is. It is. And we bless you. And we ask God's blessing to be upon you. We do. And you guys are from all over the world, Europe, Asia, Russia. It's amazing. And wherever you may be tonight, today, whenever you hear this, even in the future, even if you missed the rapture and you're hearing it, let's hope you can still hear it. Make Jesus Lord of your life. Spend every day, all day long, saying, fill me with your Holy Spirit. Forgive me of my sin and fill me with your Holy Spirit. Forgive me of my sin and fill me with your Holy Spirit. Because that's the answer for every one of us. Every day to be found in that place where God wants us to be. Any way I can be a blessing, I truly will. Honestly, you can see my email. It's right in the notes. HG for Holy Ghost. HG Preacher Man, just like it's spelled. communityoffaith@gmail.com. You can send us a letter at Community of Faith, Pastor Samuel J. Cottle, P.O. Box 4315, Williston, North Dakota, 58802. I call you blessed. In Jesus' mighty name. See you soon.